Dr. David Zinger is on the line from Monash University. Doctor, thanks for being on the program.
Good morning, Mitchell. Good morning, listeners.
Well, can you first of all explain what is the actual benefit to people from learning about the lessons of Easter in a school environment?
Well, first of all, we need to understand where Easter is situated and where its origins come from. The word Easter actually comes from an old British word, Ostra, which was the fertility goddess in pre-Christian times, and the early Christians adopted this pagan festival and called it Easter. For the first 200 or 300 years of Christianity, Easter was not called Easter at all. It was just called Pascha, which is the Paschal Lamb. The connection between Easter and the Jewish Passover is quite clear, and in fact, you know, all the images that our children have been brought up with in seeing pictures of Jesus Christ, the blonde, blue-eyed guy, are quite wrong and send the wrong message to our kids. Jesus was a Jewish Palestinian, brown-skinned, and spoke the local language called Aramaic. So that's the first thing that children need to learn, that Easter is not necessarily a Christian story, but it's actually a Jewish story. And why it's important for school children to learn about Easter is that they should be learning about Easter and all the other festivals that the multicultural Australia celebrates. So they should, of course, at the same time learning about the origins of Easter, learn about the story of Passover. That's the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt. They were slaves and they successfully became free people. The story of Jesus, for example, well, he was crucified by a military dictatorship. He was against the government, and he was put to death because he was creating trouble for the military government run by Rome, the Roman Empire at that time. So they're important lessons that our children need to learn, not just the religious message. And so if our school children learning about one religious festival from Christianity, they should learn about similar festivals from Islam, Ramadan, Eid al-Fitr, two very, very important religious festivals for the Muslim population. They should learn about the Festival of Lights, the Hanukkah of the Jewish people. They should learn about Diwali, again, the Festival of Lights that Hindus celebrate every year, and so on. We live in a multicultural world, and to ignore religion is not the right thing to do. But what schools need to be doing, our public schools in particular, is the teaching about religion, about all different people's religions, because religions are part of our culture and part of our heritage.
To what extent is religion currently being taught in schools? I understand that they can't, in most cases, necessarily just teach a single religion. They have to teach all religions. But is there a bit of a push to get religious education out of the curriculum?
Well, religious education has never been in the curriculum. For many years, special religious instruction, what we in our day used to call RI, religious instruction, was available in schools for half an hour or an hour in primary schools once a week by religious volunteers. Now that's been removed from our school timetable and is now offered voluntarily during lunch times and before school for children whose parents want them to go and participate in that, and that's fine. But currently the Victorian Education Department is working on a new curriculum called World Views Curriculum. And it's the world views of the seven major religions plus secular humanism. And children from grades 3 onwards up to year 10 will be offered lessons by their teachers, not by religious volunteers, but by their teachers, to learn about these different religions and worldviews.
I know a couple of parents who themselves are atheists and they've decided to opt out their children from religious education at school. I'm just wondering, what would be your main selling point if you were to tell them why they should keep their kids in religious education even if they themselves are atheists? What would be the main reason as to why the kids should continue to learn religion?
Well, you just don't confuse two things. The parents have opted their children out of the religious instruction, that is the instruction offered by usually fundamentalist Christian volunteers who come into school to talk only about Christianity to Christian kids. That's no longer available during the school timetable. But teaching world views about different religions, not teaching kids to be religious, but so that children will understand the background and the basis and the culture of Islam, of Hinduism, of Buddhism, of Judaism, of Christianity. These are important things, and they should also learn about the world views of secular humanists, of the Renaissance tradition, where people became sceptical about the God running everything, and where people decided that maybe the world is not flat, and maybe the world is not the centre of the universe. Maybe we are just a small speck of dirt in the cosmos, as Monty Python sang. So I wouldn't be promoting parents to send their children to religious instruction, unless, of course, the parents were from a religious family. Mm. And that's their right, of course.
And there's already a lot of different schools that people can choose to send their children to, whether they want a more secular education or religious. But you're saying, I think, that people need to learn about all religions regardless, because it is fundamental to determining how people act in society and also what has led to the current culture that we have now.
Absolutely correct. And that's why the Victorian Education Department has decided to develop this worldviews curriculum. I've been developing part of that curriculum for them as well, so I'm quite on top of what's being provided. And each of the major religions was asked by the Education Department to provide a 500-word summary of their worldviews. How do they see right and wrong? Who is the creator? What are the main tenets of their religion? And what sort of cultural events does that religion participate in on an annual cycle? And these are the things that are being developed into lessons that will be taught by our professional teachers to our children, so that they will all have a good understanding of the different faiths and cultures of the children who sit next to them in their classrooms.
And we quite often hear from teachers that the curriculum is crowded and quite busy and there's lots to get through. How high of a priority do you think this is, and how much time should be devoted to it? Should it be half an hour a week, 1 hour a week? How often should we do this religious education?
Well, it's going to be part of either civics and citizenship and discussions and history about multicultural Australia. We're looking at about in every year level, so from 3 to 5 to 7 to 9 to 10 years, about 3 hours a year. So not a lot of teaching, about 3 lessons are being developed for each year level on different religions across the curriculum.
Well, Doctor, thank you very much for being on the program on this Easter Monday. We appreciate it, and thanks for those insights.
It's a pleasure, and go Cats, of course.
Of course. We look forward to that this afternoon. Thank you very much, Dr. David Zinger there from Monash University.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.